Hey, Greg, are you wearing those shoes today?
You mean the shoes I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Looks like I am, Jimmy.
Yeah, listen.
Can I borrow them? They're the only ones around that look good with this belt.
That's my belt.
Yeah, I know, and it's digging into my kidneys. Would it kill you to eat a donut every once in a while?
Would it kill you to leave me a donut every once in a while?
Come on, man. Look, hey, I got a meeting with my supervisor. I gotta look good.
Fine, fine. Take the shoes. At what point in our relationship do you just hop on my back and ride me around like a camel?
Dominic, you can't go play until that bowl is empty. All right, go play. You're gonna let him get away with that?
He makes me laugh. I let him go.
Kim, have you seen my briefcase?
By the table.
Thank you. Oh, God, warm and gooey. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Calm down, Hercules. It's just oatmeal.
Why aren't you wearing your shoes?
I gave them to a homeless guy in the living room. Oh, what are you doing?
Breaking in your shoes.
Well, stop it. Oh, God.
Who is it?
Shh, follow me.
Why are we...
Shh, come on, let's go.
What the hell is going on?
Walt's at the front door.
Oh, no. Is that creepy guy who lives next door?
Oh, yeah, that guy who's always arguing with that old woman.
That's his mother. I mean, no one's ever seen her, but they fight all the time.
So, why are we hiding?
He never comes over here unless he has something to complain about.
Right, we either leave our garbage cans out too long, or we park too close to his house. Once he actually complained that the water from our sprinklers tasted funny.
It is a little metallic.
Quiet, okay? Please. I mean, once he realizes no one's home, he'll probably just go away.
Greg.
Yeah.
What's doing in there?
Just hanging out. What are you doing?
Mind your own business. I'm here because of the tree situation we've been talking about.
We haven't been talking about any tree situation.
Me and my mom have. Who said anything about you? Hi, Kim.
Hello, Walt.
That's a nice top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the tree?
Follow me.
Come on.
Who are you?
I'm Jimmy Hughes. I'm Greg's brother-in-law.
Jimmy Hughes. Some of your mail came to my house.
Really?
Yeah. Do you need it?
It'd be nice to see it, yeah.
Yeah. There's some good stuff in there.
Walt, the tree. The tree.
Yeah. You see this tree? It's got to come down.
What?
It's a time bomb. Mom's worried that if that thing falls down, it's going to pull those power lines onto my house, and then you got a fire.
Walt, I really don't
Did you ever burn yourself, Greg? Did you ever burn yourself? Did you ever heat up a wire hanger and kind of touch it to your thigh just to see what it would feel like? It hurts, Greg. It hurts. Every time.
Walt, I respect your mother's concerns, but... our children play back here in this yard. We need the shade. So do me a favor and understand the situation I'm in.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
That I should be concerned about your life. When in hell's bells were you ever concerned about my life? My dreams? I wanted to be a veterinarian. And now you're asking me a favor like I'm your friend. Am I your friend, Greg? Have you ever just popped by my house for a visit? Or maybe to watch a football game? Maybe toss the frisbee around?
Okay, easy, Walt. Hi, how you doing? Look, why don't we just talk about the tree for a second? You know, why don't we have a county inspector come out and see what he says about it?
Oh, come on!
So he can decide... if the tree really needs to come down.
That be fair to everyone?
Sounds good.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm available anytime, any day. Except for this Saturday. There's a guy having a party down the street, and I have to stand out in the yard and make sure nobody parks in front of my house. Bye, Kim.
Bye, Walt.
So what you're saying is the tree is completely safe. It's not a danger to anyone.
Looks fine.
Could a tornado bring it down?
Well, a tornado can bring any tree down.
So you're saying they all have to go? Oh.
That's not what he's saying.
Sir, there's no need to worry. Even if this tree does come down, those are phone lines, not power lines. You're not in any danger.
Damn it! Mom's not going to be happy. Not happy at all. Bye, Kim.
Bye, Walt.
Listen, thank you very much for coming over.
Sure. Guy's pretty paranoid, huh? I mean, my whole family lives under this tree. I'm not a bit worried.
You live here?
Yeah. We were pretty lucky to find this place.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how little there is available in Los Angeles for free.
Well, guys, it's illegal to use a guest house as a permanent residence. I'm afraid you're going to have to move.
Well, Greg, can you believe this?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. So what you're saying is that my brother-in-law and his family are going to have to find another place to live, and that's the law.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to go talk to my wife.
Wow. Yeah. Again, thank you so very much.
I'm sorry about the bad news.
No.
I wish he hadn't said anything.
But he did. He did. And you can't turn back time. Thanks again.
Sure. You know, there is one way they can stay. If you were to get all the neighbors on the block to sign a waiver of the zoning statute.
Well, that would just feel like cheating, and cheaters never win, so thank you.
We really have to move?
It's the law. Is Sammy asleep?
Butt in the air, drooling away.
How about you? Are you okay?
What do you mean?
About Jimmy and Christine moving.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm sure I'm not as happy as you are. I still have a lot less to complain about.
Well, I'm sorry, Kim. When I said that I wanted to have a family with you, I didn't mean a whole nother family.
Well, I'm not going to let myself get all upset about it because there's nothing we can do.
That's true. There's nothing we can do. Nothing. And even if there was something we could do, this is probably a good thing.
What are you talking about?
Well, Jimmy has a job now. I'm sure he wants to feel the pride of providing for his own family. I'm not sure, but...
It's just that these past few months, Christine and I have gotten closer than we ever were. I wish they didn't have to go.
Oh, I know. I know, but it's the law, Kim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how'd the apartment search go?
Good, good. We put a deposit down on a place.
Really? Where is it? Hemet. Hemet. Where's Hemet?
Remember that outlet mall we went to and you said, oh, my God, who lives out here? It's about 10 miles past that.
Places around here.
Well, we tried, but we can't afford any places around here.
Oh, this sucks. It's going to be an hour and a half drive just to see each other.
No, it's not so bad. I mean, look, from our apartment, we can hop right on the freeway.
Literally, from the back balcony, you can hop right on the freeway.
I can't believe this. We're hardly ever going to see each other anymore.
Well, you know, everyone's going to have to do some adjusting. But how about the pride of providing for your own family?
The what?
Nothing.
Greg, we want to thank you for, you know, letting us stay here as long as you have. You've been really generous.
I haven't really been that generous.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the car while we were waiting for that pack of coyotes to drag that dog off the road.
You know, man, one of the best things about staying here with you guys has been, it's just given us a chance to get to know you better. And I don't know, man, you're a really good guy.
Thanks.
Well, I guess we should start packing.
I think I've got some boxes in the attic.
There's a waiver.
A what?
A waiver, a loophole in the law.
What are you talking about?
The neighbors have to sign something that says it's okay for you guys to continue to live in the guest house.
And when were you going to tell us this?
Yeah, what were you going to do? Just keep this a secret?
Well, I didn't want to get everyone's hopes up. Besides, everyone in the neighborhood has to sign it. Everyone.
Oh, we can do that. The neighbors love me.
Kim, what about Walt? I mean, he hates me. He's never going to sign it.
Of course he hates you. I bet since he moved in here, you've avoided him and made him feel odd and strange.
Jimmy, he is odd and strange.
Listen, you know something? If you'd just been nice to him, we wouldn't be in this situation.
What am I supposed to do? Just go over there and all of a sudden be his friend?
No, spend a little time with him, okay? Try to charm him. It works. I mean, look at us. We didn't always get along, but now we're best friends.
Jimmy, you're not my best friend.
Okay. Who is your best friend?
Oh, my God, you are my best friend. I can't believe this happened.
Yeah, Jimmy can really sneak up on you. One day you're in high school, sitting in class, saying, who's that idiot trying to shove his whole fist in his mouth? Next thing you know, you're saying, hey, Mom, look what my husband can do.
Oh, it's you guys. Fine. Here's your damn mail. Wasn't that good anyway?
Wait! What?
Look, Walt, I felt bad about what you said about us not being good neighbors, and I want that to change. I want us to be friends.
Friends?
Yeah. So what you up to?
Nothing.
Mind if we join you?
You want to come in?
Yeah, you know, just for a few minutes.
No, please. Come in. Come on in. Oh, thanks. Here, sit.
Wow. Nice.
Sorry, it's kind of musty. Ma likes to keep the windows shut, you know, with the bugs and people stealing her thoughts and stuff.
So what do you want to do?
You want to watch the game?
Great idea.
God, yes.
Oh, no. No, not today. For the love of God, not today.
I just don't like signing petitions.
Well, yeah, but I really
Christina,
need to...
she doesn't want to sign it. She doesn't have to sign it. Now, I told you I'd walk around the neighborhood with you, but if my neighbors don't want to sign it, I'm not going to force them.
Well, Kim, where am I supposed to live?
I don't know. Asleep on the streets. Maybe being homeless will teach your kids not to be as irresponsible as you are.
Give me that. I'll sign it.
Thank you.
I have a mean sister, too.
Got it.
Good, let's hit the next one.
Admit it, it's not that bad.
What are you kidding? Look at all this weird stuff. I mean, who puts on a ceramic turtle on the floor? Oh, living.
Hey, there's that turtle again. I cut up some hot dogs, and here's some toothpicks to spear them with.
Did you cook these?
I didn't have to. It says on the label they're pre-cooked. Go ahead. I don't have much occasion to entertain with just me and Mom here.
Yeah, where is Mom?
In her room. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's time for a medicine. I'll be right back.
Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
No, I need to get the waiver signed.
Well, this is just creepy.
No, you just don't want me living in your house. Admit it.
That is not true.
Oh, yeah? First you don't tell me about the waiver. Then you use any excuse to get out of here.
Who's in the house? I hear someone.
Just having some friends over.
Well, keep it quiet, or I'll come out there and pull your pants down and spank you in front of your new friend.
Mom says hi.
Hi, Mrs. Warner.
Hi, Scotty. Are your parents home?
Nuh-uh.
Well, if we leave this petition with you, will you get your mom to sign it?
Okay.
Thanks.
But if I do, could you give me some advice? It's about a girl.
Sure, we'd love to.
Well, she lives in the neighborhood, and I really like her. And I kind of want to kiss her, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, Scotty, you know what? Sometimes it's just best to be direct.
Yeah, she's probably just waiting for you to make the first move.
Really?
Oh.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Oh, my. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You know, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Hey!
This little guy is great. Maybe I should get one for Sam. Kim wants to get him a hamster.
Hamster? What kind of soup can you make out of that?
Yeah, listen, Walt, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. You guys want to hang out again next Sunday?
Well, about next Sunday, Greg can come over, but I may not be able to come back.
Yeah, see, there's some zoning restrictions in the neighborhood that basically say that Jimmy and his family can't live in my guest house anymore.
Yeah, we can stay if everyone on the block signs a waiver that says it's okay.
I'll sign it.
Great. I got it right here.
Awesome.
Oh, you probably need the owner of the house to sign, right?
Right.
You see, that's Mom.
Oh. Well, that's it then.
Whoa, you just gonna give up?
I'll go to Hemet before I go back there.
Just give me the waiver, I'll do it.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't. Mom doesn't like strangers.
Well, then, Walt, will you go back there and see if your mother will sign that? I mean, for us?
I'll try.
Thanks, Walt.
What?
You were gonna go back there and talk to that crazy old lady for me. You like me.
Shut up.
Get out!
Mother, they're my friends!
They're not your friends, can't you see? They came here because they needed something. They're just trying to use you. Now get out!
Okay. Mom says you're just using me. Which is stupid, because I know we had a really good time today.
Yeah, we did.
And we want to come back.
This stinks. Every time I try to make a friend or start caring about something, Mom screws it up.
Look, Walt. You're a grown man now. Your mother can't live your life for you. You have to live it for yourself.
Listen, man, don't be afraid, okay? She needs you. You're the one with the power in this relationship.
You're right. I do have power. I could leave her in the middle of the freeway if I wanted.
Yes, yes, you could. But you don't want to do that, do you?
No. No.
No.
No. No, of course not. I want to be able to stand up to her.
Then do it. Then do it. Or this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life.
Mom! We need to talk! Go get her, buddy.
Did you call me buddy?
Just go, go.
Listen! I finally have friends, and I'm not letting you drive them away. You're going to sign this waiver right now.
Listen to him.
Yeah, this is incredible. Because of us, this guy has a chance of being normal.
Come on, Mother. Sign it, or I'm moving out.
You know I can't live without you.
Then pick up that pen.
Oh. Fine. Give me the stupid paper. Ungrateful children.
Thanks, Mother.
I love you.
Well, she did it.
Walt, thank you so much.
Is there anything we can get for your mom to thank her?
Well, she's been dying for one of them new foot massagers.
Then a new foot massager it is. This is nuts. Walt's dog has been keeping us up all week.
Maybe now that you're friends with him, you can talk to him about it.
I think I'm gonna have to.